Welcome to the first episode of the Authentic Wellness Podcast in a very long time. I didn't realize how much I missed the show until I thought about bringing it back. I actually thought about it several times, and this is the time that stuck. I want to blame life for the hiatus, but I have to blame myself. I had too many irons in the fire. I had relationship stuff going on. I had life going on, adult children stuff going on. And it was best for me to just step back and recalibrate before I made an even bigger mess of things. So I guess you're wondering about the details, or did you even notice I was gone? I don't know. Nobody reached out, but I guess, you know, you probably had your own stuff going on too. So let me break down where I went wrong. Hopefully you can learn from my mistakes and things that I've done or things that I didn't do, however you want to put it. But the first was poor planning. I was taking several classes and trying to get my doula business up and running because I finally realized my dream of being a doula that started almost 20 years ago. So there's that. Had stuff going on. And I guess I was trying to regain some ground or make up for lost time. And that totally didn't work. But here we are. Then right around the time the last episode was released, I decided to explore my interest in a same-sex relationship. So that wasn't without its ups and downs too. And it caused so much emotion and just different things I wasn't prepared for. And yeah, it played a big role in my hiatus. Let's just say that. And I won't go too deep into that because I'm still married to my husband. Yeah, him. And there's no bad blood. So let's get that straight. And I don't want to violate anybody's boundaries or privacy and stuff like that, or everything we have going on until things are actually worked out. So I'll keep that under wraps until I'm able to discuss it fully. But, you know, that's a thing. And that played, not to say a major part, but it played a big part of how things unfolded and the need for the hiatus. But mainly it was just getting my other business off the ground. Now, with all that stuff that was going on, there were positives. There were indeed positive things that happened. And I don't want to gloss over that because so often we get to talking about how things are bad or things went wrong and, you know, life took a turn, but we don't accentuate the positive things that happen. So I want to do that first and foremost. I learned to have fun again. There was a time where I was just this solemn little snail that was dragging ass and I guess not really leaving slime behind me, but there was just a path of negativity. So I learned to have fun again, and that was uber cool. I no longer care about other people's opinions. So let me go ahead and clarify. I didn't care about outside people's opinions. I didn't care about people that I didn't know opinion. But now this includes family, friends, associates, acquaintances. And that's because we all have just one life to live. And you got to live it. Because the same people who are judging you or questioning whatever it is you say you're going to do or you want to do or whatever it is that you're doing, they're the same people doing the same thing for themselves. And if they're holding themselves back, why wouldn't they hold you back? Either way, it's not a life that you want to live, not a life that I wanted to live. So I'm moving forward as I see fit and trying to not disregard anybody's feelings, but trying to do that in a way that no one else is getting hurt, but still making myself happy at the same time. So I definitely had to learn that. I've expanded my understanding of compassion and mindfulness because it's one thing for me to help my clients, my life coaching clients, or help other people in my life to do this. But for me to do it for myself was very hard. And it took a while, but I finally learned how to do it for myself. And I put myself first. I've realized, and this is a refresher, this isn't something new, that I can only control myself. only the things that I directly have control over, which is me, my thoughts, my actions, is what I'm focused on right now in this moment. And this is a big one. I realize that I'm an imperfect human being that is prone to act in direct opposition of my own best interest, but that does not make me a bad person. So if you take nothing else away from this episode, take that. I'm going to repeat it again. I am an imperfect person being, I wrote it down because I wanted to remember it, because I wanted to say it exactly as I thought. So here it is. I am an imperfect human being that is prone to act in direct opposition of my own best interests, but it doesn't make me a bad person. So that in and of itself was a positive for me, because as you know, or maybe you don't know, people have the capacity to be so hard on themselves. I have the capacity to be so hard on myself. And maybe I thought a decision was right in the moment. And looking back on how it affected me and how it affected others, find out that, that just wasn't the move. But it happened and I dealt with it, or I'll deal with it and I move on. It doesn't make me a bad person. I just made a bad decision. So actions were taken, words were said, and feelings were hurt, and it was done from a place of fear, and it caused a total shitstorm in my life. Total shitstorm, like really. But I learned from it and I came back better. That I'm happy about. So what did I learn, you ask? Well, I'll gladly tell you. So first lesson I learned, and there's a total of four. The first lesson I learned is life is messy, and that's a full stop. Period. That's it. That's all. Life is messy. And no matter how pretty and pristine I try to make my life, or you try to make yours, the way it looks to somebody else on the outside, that's one thing, but there is always a mess somewhere. So that was my first lesson. The second one was fear makes you do stupid shit. Again, full stop. Fear makes you do stupid shit. And whether the fear is real or imagined, people act, and sometimes the actions have unintended consequences. It doesn't excuse the actions, and it doesn't, make you or the other person feel better about, it was fear that prompted it. But just know, sometimes when you're looking back on your decisions and the things that you've done, that it sometimes comes from a place of fear, and you need to go explore that fear and see what it is and actually deal with it. Number three, no matter how big or how small, right your wrongs as best you possibly can. No matter how big or how small, do your best to right your wrongs. And it's easier said than done, but you have to make a valiant effort, because not all the time will it be received. So there's no phoning it in. There's no like half-assing it. You just got to get in there and do the work. Fourth, there's always room for improvement. And that's why I think I brought this back, because it would have been just easy for me to walk away and not say anything. You know, this podcast could have gone where all the other podcasts that were started by well-meaning people go to die. But here I'm back. And regardless if I'm the only one that listens to this, or the only time I hear these words are when I'm speaking them right now into my microphone, or if somebody actually listens to this, I want you to know that there's always room for improvement. I had to dissect what happened and why. And once I was done, I had to figure out how to keep it from happening again. And that's going to be an ongoing process. I'm always trying to grow. I'm reading more books and catching up on things that I just let fall by the wayside. I had tough conversations. I journaled. You know, I'm a lover of journaling, but I didn't always make a conscious effort to get it in. Now I do it every single day. And a lot of what came out was painful, but I'm better for it. I've also included on the webpage a list of the books that were very helpful. So go ahead and venture there if you didn't find the podcast through those means, I'm guessing. I'm rusty, so forgive all my ums and ahs and all that stuff, but it's a conversation, right? We just talking, it's just me and you. So let's talk about going forward. Since I'm still in the midst of a lot of the situations that caused me to pause in the first place, I'm moving to kind of a monthly schedule. And this is beneficial for not only me, but beneficial to anyone who's listening, because the resources that I'm going to put with each episode, you need to be able to work through them. And if a new episode or the next episode is always coming out, I don't think you'll be able to meaningfully do this. I don't think I'll be able to meaningfully create the downloadable resources that go with each episode if I was still doing a weekly format. It just really wouldn't work. And I want both of us to get a good experience out of this. And the best way to do that is go to a monthly format. Now, this is being recorded mid-June. So it's possible that another episode will come out next week because it'll be the one that fully has the resources with it. Or it may just come out in July to give me time to really craft stuff and put it together and think about next steps. I'm not really sure. Just know it's coming. So my cutoff date is July 1st. And then the next episode, I'll have time to craft and put together for August 1st. So between now, whenever you're listening to this, which is mid-June 2023 and July 1st, 2023, there will be a new episode. And then it will be monthly after that. So I really want you to digest the information, put it into practice, and give me feedback. I love feedback. So send it to me, whether you like it, whether you don't like it, whatever I can improve upon, I like it. But so just tell me what it is that you need from me, and I'll definitely do my best to give it to you. So I don't want to just throw information at you. I want to be beneficial. That's my purpose here. But I can say in this last few months, so maybe the last episode was in November of last year. So this last, 6 to 8 months, my life has been crazy, really, really crazy, especially with this new relationship, navigating being married and all the other things that go along with that. It's been crazy, but aside from hurting the people that I love most in the world, I don't think I would change anything because it wasn't my intention to hurt anybody. It's just my intention to be my best self, to live comfortably in my skin, to enjoy the little bit of time that we have here on this earth, and not deceive anybody in the process. And with all things in life, there's change. There's change. And it's all in how you look at it. It's all in how it's presented. It's all in how it's received. It's all in how it's perceived. And could I have done a better job of disseminating the information? Absolutely. I really could have. But in some instances, I acted without thinking. And it probably won't be the last time. But that's part of growing into a better human being. Again, because I have the propensity to act in direct opposition of my own best interest. Even though sometimes I think or I rationalize that it is in my best interest or it is in somebody else's best interest that I do this, that I say this, that I create these conditions. But that's another reason why I love feedback so much, because it helps me to be better for the next time or t- totally avoid a next time if there is one. So if you've learned nothing else from this episode, learn that it's okay if you've made a bad decision. It's not the end of the world. Just do your best to right your wrongs and don't beat yourself up too much about it. Because we are the only species on this planet, I'm talking about human beings, we're the only species that does something bad or fucked up or whatever it is. And then we just go to town on ourselves. We just beat ourselves up and we make ourselves suffer day after day after day after day, year after year after year. And then a lifetime has passed. And then what do you have but a bunch of regrets? Or you punished yourself where you stop going out or you stop having fun or you stop doing this or stop doing that. And you have nothing to show for your life, nothing that you're happy with anyway. So don't resign yourself to a life of just punishment. You did it. You acknowledged it. You tried to fix it, or you did fix it. And then you move on. So I look forward to talking to you again soon. Again, I've missed you. And I hope you just stick with me through this. And if you want to share anything that you had going on, please do. Leave me a comment. If you follow me on social media, you can search me by my name on Facebook, DM me, or on Instagram, DM me. And we can totally have a conversation in the chat, okay? Take care of yourself. Make sure you drink your water, you take your vitamins, and mind your business.